Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of the martyrdom of John the Baptist. You may be suffering today, or someone you love. It may be something temporary, or chronic, or terminal. There may be no human remedy, and very naturally, you may feel, as I often do, you may feel abandoned, bewildered, afraid, and discouraged. I think John the Baptist probably felt all the same things. He spoke up when no one else would, when King Herod took his brother's wife as his own, and John said, "This is wrong, it's adultery." So Herod arrested John and threw him in a very nasty prison, probably had him chained to a wall, very little, if any, food or water, rats, fleas, lice, all the usual prison cellmates, and darkness, lots of darkness. And I'm certain John experienced great physical, mental, and emotional suffering waiting for his impending execution. Then in Matthew 11, John from his prison cell sends a few of his disciples who had come to visit him to go and ask Jesus this question: "Are you the one who is to come, or have we got to wait for someone else?" Basically, I think John's question was this: "Jesus, I believe you are God, so why won't you help me? Why won't you get me out of this prison of suffering? Why does God allow suffering?" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, God did not create suffering. It entered the world through our own actions, specifically original sin, which is the result of our misuse of free will. Suffering and death are the consequences of the choice of sin, not your personal suffering. That doesn't come from your personal sin, but from the very beginning, when our first parents turned away from God in sin, it sowed a disorder into the whole world that brought on physical suffering. Now, God, in His infinite goodness and the fact that He's all-powerful, He allows evil and suffering because He respects our freedom. Moreover, He possesses the power to bring forth good even from the most profound evils. How do we know this? Well, from the greatest evil that humans ever committed, God came among us and we murdered Him. Out of that, He drew the world's salvation. So if we or a loved one is suffering, then we should certainly do all we can to remedy it. And when we can't change it, then we are invited to accept it with trust, because we know that God works all things for good for those who love Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Okay, that's all great theology in that last point. But I still don't want to suffer, and I don't want my loved ones to suffer. And so I beg God to take it away, and He doesn't. And I'm angry and afraid and discouraged, and I wonder, like John the Baptist from his prison cell, are You the one we should be waiting for, or have we got to wait for another? Okay, here we need the insight of John of the Cross. He reminds us that God has a much greater plan for our lives than we do. God wants to make us like Himself. He wants us to share in His divine nature and become like God. At least that's what He tells us in the Bible, in 1 John chapter 3. But there are two problems. First, I want things of this world more than I want to be like God. I have disordered attachments from which I need to be detached, purified. Second, my soul is too weak to receive God. It's like putting new wine into old wineskins. The new wine will burst the old skins. We need new wineskins. Our souls need to be strengthened and enlarged to receive God. And suffering just happens to be the greatest means to do both, to purify and to strengthen our soul. If we will just learn to accept with trust. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the living flame of love, St. John of the Cross has something very important to teach us about suffering. He writes, "Here it ought to be pointed out why so few people reach perfect union with God. It is not that God wishes only a few of these people to be so elevated. He would rather want all to be perfect, but he finds few vessels that will endure so lofty and sublime a work. Since he tries them in little things and finds them so weak that they immediately flee from work, unwilling to be subject to the least discomfort and mortification, it follows that, not finding them strong and faithful in that little in which he favored them by beginning to hew and polish them, he realizes that they will be much less strong in these greater trials. And as a result, God proceeds no further in purifying them and raising them from the dust of the earth through the toil of suffering. They are in need of greater courage than they have shown so far. There are many who desire to advance, and they beg God to bring them to holiness, yet when God wills to conduct them through the initial trials and the sufferings that are necessary, they're unwilling, They shun them. They flee from them. And they seek the broad road of comfort and consolation. And in this way, they do not allow God to begin the work. They are like useless containers, for although they desire to reach the state of holiness, they don't want to be guided by the path of trials that lead to it. They hardly even begin to walk along this road by submitting to what is least, that is, just to ordinary sufferings. Here John is explaining why so few people reach the goal of life, transforming union with God, and why so many have to go to purgatory after death rather than straight into heaven. Because the soul must be purified of disordered desires and strengthened to hold the full measure of God's gift of himself. God wants to give more, but we tend to balk at the strengthening process. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now the purification and the strengthening come not through the suffering or the trials in themselves, but through the growth of faith, hope, and love. This is very important. Faith, hope, and love are infused virtues. Only God can give them. So our job is to stop complaining and to start asking God to give us a greater faith, a greater hope, which means a greater desire for him, to desire him more than anything, and to give us a greater love for him. Basically, we have to ask God to come and do in us what we can't do, won't do, don't even want to do on our own. Jesus, I can't endure this, but you can. Therefore, you must. So I trust in you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I need to get out my special icon for this feast for the day.
Oh, no. Oh, that's Mom's favorite icon.
I love to place it in a prominent position in the kitchen.
Which is a terrible place.
It's the most amazing icon of John holding his own head on a platter.
Yeah, it's a really incredible icon. It's not great decoration.
It's true. Icons were never meant to be decorations, but it is a powerful icon.
It's a very powerful one.
So what are your thoughts on our friend John the Baptist? And you share a birthday with John the Baptist.
I do.
So you must have a special kinship with John.
I thought this one was quite interesting. For some reason, I got stuck on this sort of chicken and the egg situation with the concept of value and suffering. Because I think as people, maybe this is because we're very capitalist, I equate something's intrinsic value to how expensive it is. It's better if it costs a lot more. And we think of everything the same way. If it's blood, sweat, and tears, that's really valuable to us. Or skills that take trials to achieve are mm-hmm. the most impressive ones, mm-hmm. and we're most impressed by people who suffer a lot. And there's just this interesting, it's stuck in my head because it's like, do we value them because we've suffered, or do we value the suffering because the thing is so worth it? And I think my conclusion at all of that is just that I think that's just part of the human condition, that we are sort of made to aspire through suffering, like you said in this meditation. That is the path that we're supposed to take.
Yeah.
And we can't get past that, no matter what. Even if you don't like suffering, you admire people who suffer and you admire things that are difficult.
Do you think it's partly because I think what you're saying is that we connect so closely together, achieving something mm-hmm. grandiose
mm-hmm.
with a lot of suffering.
Yeah.
But what we really admire is the achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that our problem partly is that we idolize so much achievement that it causes us to misunderstand suffering?
I don't follow anymore.
I'm not sure if I follow myself. I'll put it this way. We definitely connect great achievement, which we idolize.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we could say that our root sin as humans is that we're trying to create our own identity and value through achievement. That's pride.
Mm.
And we know that great achievements come from suffering, that suffering's part of it. And then when we are all of a sudden faced with debilitating suffering,
we don't consider impressive, you mean?
Well, then it becomes an obstacle to everything we want to achieve.
Mm.
And then we think, well, now because I'm suffering, I'll never achieve what I want. I won't become what I want. I won't be a person of value. When, with all of this, God wants to accomplish something in us that we can't do on our own. So here's where I'm
getting. I hear what you're saying. I think I'm very confused because I think we were on very, very different tracks. But I hear what you are saying.
Well, I'm getting to this. That what I find the hardest with suffering is accepting it. Because it seems to me to be an obstacle. The suffering becomes an obstacle to what I want to achieve,
mm-hmm.
so that I have the identity and self-worth I think I want.
Yeah, which is silly. It's not the obstacle, it's the path.
But we can't create, we can't make ourselves into God. Only God can make us like Him. And our job is to accept. To accept. And that's, for me, the hardest thing. Now, wait a minute. You're telling me He has this plan that He's going to make me divine? And He's going to do it by making me incapable of doing anything so that all I can do is just accept.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's His plan. That sucks. I want to achieve my own greatness so that I can stand there in heaven and say, look what I did. It ain't going to happen that way. It's like suffering's the perfect remedy against pride.
That's ironic.
I don't like it. But it is. Suffering is the greatest remedy against pride. Now, I probably didn't make any sense, but this is what I'm reflecting on.
That makes sense. Again, I think two very different points.
Tell me your point again.
No, I've said it. I made my point. We're on different tracks. It's okay. You were just reflecting on different things.
I apologize for missing your point.
I missed the segue. I was very confused because of that.
I missed the segue.
This reminds me of, I read a book once, and the copy that I had picked up was missing 30 pages in the middle of the book. I don't know why. It was just printed that way. I was like, oh, this is quite good. I understand the scene. I don't know how it follows up the last one. Sorry, your point was good. It was good.
But I have utterly failed in conversation because I have no clue what your point was. I have the desire to know your point.
That's okay. Another time. The people will understand. I just mean, I wasn't making a point. I was opening up a conversation. I will have to clarify my question more later.
Promise? We'll see. Well, thanks for this great conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be friendship.
Well, now I've really thrown you off. Let's be friendship.
Let's be apostles of friendship, bad conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.